The conference will now begin.
It's so simple. There's a way that this is recorded, but we didn't send it out this time. The thing it disappears after the day. That's what happened. Yeah. Okay. We're on page Tzadi Gimel. We began Erev Rosh Hashanah this mimer on Binyan HaRotzen, and we're going to finish it now. Binyan HaRotzen. What we were talking about was that these days are called Yimei Rotzen, and the way we always understood, which is correct, is that Hashem is Baruch wants us, and He wants us to return to Him. And there are days of people reaching out to us and so on. And that, of course, is true. But on the other hand, what we generally do not think much about is that the Yemei Rotzen are days when we have to ask ourselves, do we want that? So what do we want? What do we want? And we spoke about that choice that a person needs to make, even though we're born Jewish. We had that story about the person who found out that he wasn't Jewish, and then he, when he was asked, do you want to be Jewish, even though he was learning in yeshiva his whole life, he came to the conclusion that he does not want that. So we have to try to be mevarer, what is it that we want? And even if we come to the conclusion that, no, okay, we want to be Jews, then do we want all of these mitzvahs? Do we really want them? It could very well be that our entire lives are just being lived like with a mountain over our head, not really what we want, and it's a hard life to live, but it's not the one that you want. So let's continue. Now, all this, of course, is talking about Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He'll mention Yom Kippur in a little while, but this is the chlal this time of the year, including Sukkot. So all the time of Atah B'chatan, Hashem wants us, Hashem chose us. The question is, do we choose Him? Do we want Him? Do we choose Him? Is this the life that we really want? And if we don't, then we have to use this time in particular to develop that, to strengthen that, to build that up. So in the middle of page, Sadeh Gimel, T'muna Kan Nekuda Amukah B'Nefesh. We're all used to a certain way of life. This Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hanukkah, Purim, Pesach, Shavuos, Tisha B'Av, Yishuv Chozer Atzmo Mahagal Hashanah, and then it all resets and you start from the beginning. Ha'im Zahayim Mahagal Tamid, was there always this cycle? Is this always how Jews live? Me'oz Shenivra Olam, from the time of creation. The Shnei Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hayu Amoadim, before we left Mitzrayim, were there any Yom Tovim? Hadavar Yochid Shahayu Tamid Zu Shabbos. The only thing that always was, is of course Shabbos. But not even the way that we observe. Shabbos created Kaima. The Gemara says that Shabbos is Kavua. Since creation, there's Shabbos. Hadavar Kavua V'Kayim Avo Moadim, Lo Hayu Ask. There were no Yom Tovim. Olam Lolo Mayad. There was a world without Shaifa, without a Sukkah, without a Seder. Lovus HaKadosh and Lahayat Pesach. Lahayat Shavuos, Lahayat Sukkot. Lovus didn't have the Yom Tovim. Ken Yochlu, Amnam L'Kayim, Eskola Torah, Kula, B'lis, Mitzvah. Okay, whatever that means, they did keep the Torah before it was given, before they were commanded. Avla Amadim, Adayim Lahayim, but L'maisa, what was the Yom Tov? Ken Gam L'Echlu, Loma Zechet Sisraim. There was no Sisraim, so they couldn't say Zechlis Yisraim, that this is because we lost Mitzrayim, they didn't leave. Even they saw Adayim Loyotz in Mitzrayim, because they saw words yet in the world to leave Mitzrayim. In my son of Shalos Lilchar, ha'in we have laid Bolam Shiesh, Bosham Adam Lufne, Kama Alfe Shana, Bolam Shein Bolam Adam. So let's say we were given a choice to be born into a world without the Yom Tov. Without the Yom Tov. This would be a lot cheaper. It would be a lot less expensive. If you had the choice to be born with a world in a world without Ma'adim, Ma Hayinu Ma'adifim, what would we prefer? Anachdu Ba'amas Rotsim Es Ma'agal HaShana HaZeh HaKolo B'Sofa Ma'adim, HaShana, do we really want this cycle, this yearly cycle that we have of all the Yom Tovim, or not. Nasel regular says me Morus Achaim. Let's for a moment step out of the, as we would say, the rat race, just the routine. We'll let's go and let's examine, let's check. If we're able to sort of step outside of our lives and just take a look at us from the mountaintop, is this a life that I'm living, is it one that I'm coerced to keep, that I'd really rather not? Or is it a life that I manage to want? This is a very basic, fundamental question of the soul. Are we Orthodox Jews living where we want? Or that all of our lives, or a significant part of it, we weren't offered a choice. No one is interested enough in our lesson in what we want to ask us personally when we were born. Well, like a ger is given that a ger, a child maybe was converted and became Jewish as a baby. He's given a choice. He has to be told when he comes of age, to, do you want this or don't you want it? Nobody ever asked us if we want this. This is how we were born, and it's not gayrus, so there's no time where we have a choice. No one, no business coming to us and saying, okay, you're 13, would you like to do this or not? No one ever asked us, we just asked it. No one seems to be interested in what our lesson is. Again, when alone near, sir, is it not so you can? And even if you don't want to, you have to do what we have to do. Let's try to imagine. He's married to the wrong woman. The woman that he's married to is not the one he wants to be married to. He's not the person he wants to be married to. That's one problem in his life. He married the wrong girl. He's not happy. He's eating his kishkes out. I should have married the other one. Or I shouldn't have gotten married at all. But in addition to being married to the wrong person, he also hates his job. He's working at some job that he hates, but it's too late to stop because it's the only way he can make a living. He's got to take care of the family. He's not able to switch now at this point in life. Abayishu garbo, the house that he's living in, ain't no abayishu rosa. It's not really the kind of house that he wants. It's not where he wants. It's not the house that he wants. Kol chayif uchay v'osu mashu larosa. This guy's living his whole life without rosa. Not his wife, not his work, not his house, not where he lives. Like Engel have chose l'achlit. But he, at this point, he just doesn't have, he can't change. He doesn't have the choice to make a decision to change things. Hare Adam Kezehu Miskein. A person like that is a Rahmanis. Miskein. Rahmanis. This is pathetic. Kulanu Chelot Me'am Yisrael. All of us are Jews. Benim Nitzah, Benim Lo Nitzah. That's not a matter of choice. We're Jews. Whether we want or we don't want. The only choice that we have is whether we choose this, whether it's something we would choose, whether it's something we, now that we have to, do we want it? That's all. It's not a question of do we want or don't we want because we have the ability to change. We can't change. This is the reality of who we are. We can't change. We're Jews. What we can change She said, too, she said, Baba Krachin. Well, we can think of that. Well, we do have an option of choice is to choose, to make a choice of wanting this, of choosing this. The MS, we don't have a choice. But how I look at this choiceless situation that I'm in, is it one that is with a mountain over my head, Balkarchi, that no one asked me, like no one asked me, like it says in Mishnah, Balkarchi Atachai, no one asked me to be born. A lot of people that they wish they weren't born, their life, God forbid, was terrible. People take their own lives. They don't want to live. So this life that we have of being Jews, we didn't choose and we're not able to halachically leave. The only choice that we have is, do I want to be able to want this? Or am I going to spend the rest of my life just avoiding shul or getting to shul late and leaving early and doing mitzvahs half hardly or without any heart and wishing I didn't have to and whatever it is? Hayamim Mikran Yimei Rasim. These days are called Yimei Rasim, days of want. Tikan Unaf Hakal. This is it. Because this is the big question. This is what everything depends on. They're awesome. A significant part of Kook's Arisha Tshuva deals with this subject of lots. Because you could talk about fixing this mitzvah, stopping this aveira, but if you don't want to be on the Rotsim, then Ha'ikras Rotsim and Ha'seifa, then the main thing is missing. If it's all about Karcha, if it's all against your will, then why wouldn't you at some point give in to that taiva? Or why would your mitzvah at some point not weaken or collapse altogether if you don't have Rotsim? He said, you may Rotsim. Goy Eina Mitzapa Rosh Hashanah. A guy doesn't look forward to Rosh Hashanah, you know it is to him as well, because everybody's being judged, but it's not anything that he looks forward to. Because nobody would stop want to be judged. Nobody wants to have to show up in court. It's easier not to think about it, not to want it. But a Jew, when he's in the right frame of mind, looks forward to Rosh Hashanah. He's excited for Rosh Hashanah. He wants Rosh Hashanah. There's a Rosh Hashanah for Rosh Hashanah. Madua, why? And that includes in Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, in Kippur, of course. We all get we're talking about now the Yimei Rosh. Why? Why does he look forward? Because Yeshna Pamachas B'Shon Shekol Yechid Na'ami, so that there's one time of the year where every single Jew, Lo Mishana Ma'idar Rosh, regardless of what his level is, Zoch Mi'ikonis Lefnei Barayim, comes into such a place of mamash, deep inner chamber of his world. Into the Kashkavash, looks like a list of mamash, like with the Kargola. Mosai, Rosh Hashanah, the son of the year. Kol by Oilam Yavon, the son of Kimei. Each one of us passes Kivyachal, individually, before Hashem. Kulam Nechnasim Adin. Well, everyone goes into the judge, to the judgment, Vadayin, Okanesh Boruch, Rechadavatsim, and Hashem is the judge. And the Kudad Vor Yosef Rosh Hashanah, the Esam Kach, Shiresh Odom Kesher Mitzvus Hashem, Hashem Abedlev. The highest point, most exciting thing in Rosh Hashanah is that you're a Yid and you have a relationship with the Baruch Shalom, and the Baruch Shalom cares about your life. He's looking at your life. He's judging your life. Your life matters to Yahweh to him. Both are also, Umisanyen, Namasav, he's examining your life, and he takes a very, very great interest in every single thought, word, and action of this past year, of who you are. Imagine you have a certain piece of property or land, meyadunum, whatever, we call them acres, 100 acres, or bokama alfenimol. And there are thousands and tens of hundreds of thousands of ants crawling over, you know, all around your property. Would you have any interest in what any individual ant is up to? Klalo klalo. No. Shetalma shetichia. This ant is alive. This one dies. Shetianik sas pachas namal. A few less ants. A few more ants. As mizim anyein. Doesn't interest anybody. The gayon bari. If you just follow this normal, healthy logic, ha'im ha'yitzar for anyein is bari olam. Pure logic. Should the person be concerned with the interested? Me anachnu, ma anachnu, in me, in my life, and whether I put film on or I didn't put on, so I washed them over, I said a bracha. I'm another creature. I'm an ant, less than an ant. What am I? Kilo hayezeh, lahavto eloh alfei avdolos, ben adam. If we would imagine and compare a human being to an ant, let's say, use the example of human beings, and you have a half of their half a million people. Am I Miss Onion Bay, see who they are in America? So, there are half a billion people in the world. Are you thinking about, concerned with, wondering about what some individual single Jew is doing in America? And by I remember Miss Anyang, but am I saying, is the Russian really like so interested in us? The very fact that he is judging us, each one of us, in simple words, it means he takes a very, very great interest in each of our lives. Achayim shalanu, our lives, kol masha'adam oysa b'chol esra v'abashos, whatever you do, 24 hours, b'chol reg, every moment, zed ma'ayin, he cares about it. He's interested. Harei, shechashuvim anu be'einav, meaning we are important in his eyes. We're not ants. We're important in his eyes. Zed ma'ayin, does that make you feel happy? Okay. If this thought makes you happy, like it doesn't tell them, we said on Friday night, oh, is Yerano Kalatza Hayar? Smash them, keep all this fight, right? Now, the Bava Musa asks, all the trees, everybody's happy, keep all this fight, as ours. Hashem is coming to judge. Right? Everybody's happy that God is coming to judge. The trees are happy, they didn't do any other days. We're not happy necessarily that he's coming to judge us, you know? The theme of our time is to get off my case. I don't need anybody looking at me. I don't want anybody watching. I don't want anything. Leave me alone. So who's happy? Now, if a person wants to be the object of God's interest and is happy that Hashem cares about his life, then Rosh Hashanah is an important day. He looks forward to it. He looks forward to it at the same time as afraid, because that's how Rosh Hashanah works. He looks forward to it, but he's also afraid. Dunham Osi, the greatest affirmation of his existence is Dunham Osi, how so is my decision? I'm being judged for 365 days a year. I'll ask him, Abbas, tells me a moment, 24 hours a day. She's in back of the show, 60 minutes of the hour. Call Regga, my sister, every minute, what I've done. There isn't a moment of your life that's unimportant to Hashem. But he skips over. Hashem cares about all of the secrets of our lives. No one else cares about it, knows about it. Hashem is interested. And he knows everything. Somebody who wants this type of a kesher, he's very interested in Rosh Hashanah. But if you look at Rosh Hashanah, as most of us were taught growing up in yeshiva in this way, Kal Beis HaMishpat, just like a judgment, there's a bracha I spoke to last night, who had the pleasure of hearing from his Rebbe Yeshiva yesterday, a very detailed description of the different levels of Gehenna, and how for every tiny thing of his life that he's done wrong or thought or said wrong, he's going to have to be searched to get to a better place in God. That's what the Rebbe said to the boys yesterday. So, why would a bracha like that be excited about Rosh Hashanah, and why would he even hope for the possibility of any change and any improvement? I'm good at reminding myself of that because my intention is to call the yeshiva, that yeshiva, and to ask him if he knows what's going on over there. If you look at it like one big base on Mishpat, a court, you don't want to go there. You ever see a person that's happy, is excited to go to court when there's a judgment against them? I'm not saying he's trying to get money. When there's a judgment against them, no one's happy. So we come back to the strange thing that in Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment, we say, in our davening, Atah B'chata Mikolam. So you've chosen a smaller nation, it's Kamnamak, and you go up with that, Gamas and Mishalam. Hashem is judging the entire world, all nations, everybody's being judged. Only a real Jew, feels the Atah B'chatanu of Rosh Hashanah. I mean so much. I'm so important. He cares so much about. It's just a courthouse. I want them to catch her amoyk and her other mabarish. I adopt him to you. This wants them to have this deep connection where every single moment he's on my case. That's not home to a Jew. I had a conversation a few months ago. There's a woman who came to speak to me, and her husband has very strange hours. He doesn't come home after work. He's been saying how he has this meeting, that meeting, that the meetings are at 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night. She sees things blocked on the phone. We get the picture. So she confronted him, and his answer repeatedly is, "Get off my case." In other words, I don't have to answer your questions about what I'm doing every minute of the day. Now he's already made up all these stories, and now she just says, I don't understand. Why are you coming home at 12 o'clock? It's so awesome. And like we said, maybe little kids, it's going to be a BI business, right? Remember? It's going to be a BI business. No, but it is your wife's business. I told the guy. It's 1,000% your wife's business where you are at 11 o'clock at night on a Tuesday, you pay this. It's 1,000% her business. Because there's abuse of this marriage on the chuppah. It doesn't mean that she should be following you to the bathroom to see you brush your teeth. But, like, it does mean that she should be concerned about the integrity of the bris, of this covenant that you entered into on the chuppah. This guy is like, he's like 32, 33 years old. And it's the same way he told his mom, like, get off my case. And she asked him, like, where were you, Yankee? Same thing to his wife. Like, no, I'll do whatever I want. Do whatever I want. I don't guess to you. And that carries over to other things in life. So, to Atah B'chatanu, he's not feeling, boy, I'm so excited to be in this marriage. I'm so lucky to have a wife that takes interest in me. I'm so lucky to have a wife that wants to know where I am every minute of the day. It means so much to me. That's how much she loves me. Well, this guy's just in a courthouse. He feels like I'm stuck in some courthouse. I got this wife that's annoying because she wants to know where I am at 11 o'clock at night. Well, my friend has a wife. Never asks a question. Doesn't bother. Anything he wants to do, she's happy. But she's also busy at 11 o'clock at night with somebody else. That's the show. That's the Atah B'chatanu. The first thing, the biggest thing we're being judged for on the day of Ratzon on Rosh Hashanah is, do you want this day? Do you want this relationship? Is this something that you want? Do you want Hashem to care about your life and to be involved in your life and to be judging your life? Or maybe he just fell into Rosh Hashanah because that's the day of the calendar, you don't have a choice. Other than most of the scene of Yom, guy goes on a boat. There's a storm and he falls into the ocean. Okay, so now he just tries to save himself. He doesn't want to fall into the ocean. Once he fell into the ocean, when I said that's what he does the best he can to save himself, so he'll try to find a minion, but maybe finish an hour earlier. He fell into the ocean. He fell to Rosh Hashanah. How do I get out of this? How do I get out of this ocean of Rosh Hashanah? What can I do to rescue myself from this ocean? So first of all, I'm not going to think at all about any davening. I'm going to try to find the shortest minion and get past this. And do what I can to rescue myself from this ocean of Rosh Hashanah. Especially Tzuvah and Kippur, whatever. Rest just to get out of the ocean. Hey, Menachem, the founder of Rosh Hashanah, Blaise Beyer, did we just fall into Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? Did we just fall into this ocean? Because we have no choice. Or should we count the days in anticipation of Rosh Hashanah? A great longing. Come to the day that we're longing for. To be able to have that mitzvah yisrael ha-shamamis. Mitzvah yisrael ha-shamamis. V'smei Hashem tetaru. To stand mamish, the closest that you can to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so to purify it. Him Adam lo mitzapeh. The guy's not looking forward to this time of the year. And Milum Sutis, let's just talk. This is very simple. He was forced. The mountain of Rosh Hashanah was held over his head. Therefore, he comes to the day of judgment. The same way the guy comes to court in a bad mood, sad. No smile on his face. Because all he sees is God's angry face, the big judge is angry looking at him. In an angry way, and so he's angry, and he's sad, and he's upset. The guy to have to be Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Zehu Yom Shemam Lishim is Boyarim. This is the day that we are coronating once again the Rosh Hashanah as the Creator, as the King. Umani Kol Nekudu V'Chayav and Yichtas Lo Yivana V'Chotah. He is involved in every single thing that goes on, and every detail is under his jurisdiction. He cares about every detail. Hey, ba adam achein beunyan because that kesher. So, do you want that kind of a kesher? Do you want that kind of a kesher? Do you want that kind of a relationship with God? Hashem adif shelo yikayes the protius shelo. Do you prefer? I'm glad the God's is there and He gives me food and stuff and takes care of business, but I don't want Him on my case. I don't want Him going into all the details of my life. If something was BI. Business. I'd rather not know or pay attention to all the stuff that I do behind closed doors, even open doors. Shana Chadasha, it's a new year. Post some Gav Chadash, a new page. Mahu Oisek Gav Chadash, what is the new page? The new page right now is starting to go, but bigger. What is the new page? Sh'odam Muchan Leo Shokuf Mulberry Olam. Let's try this. I want this year to be completely transparent. Shakuf means transparent. In front of God this whole year. I want that. I want Him to be watching me. I have no greater joy other than knowing that my life is important to Him, and I want that transparency. Not only that He's ready, but He's happy. So there's Baruch Hu Shutov. God is his partner in everything that he does, every step, everywhere he goes, God is there. So this is the deeper meaning of Hamalach and Rosh Hashanah. The coronation is not only that God sits on some throne in Shemayim, it's coronating him king over every moment and every detail of my life. And the whole din of Rosh Hashanah is, are you accepting Hashem as king over every moment, every second, every breath of your existence? There's no bus to go on Joshua and Rosh Hashanah. I didn't come to say some Joshua for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yagia, Benim Adavir, Benim Lo. Rosh Hashanah is going to come. Whether I give you this speech, this Joshua, or I don't speak. I will Dover Echad Yagia Levad Esa'atacha. But there's something that on its own, it's not going to come to anybody. You have to make a decision. Omer Kairosim, Kabul Alasma, there's Omer Chusis, Rav Rosh Hashanah. Do you want to accept the mouth of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah? That doesn't happen on its own. Rosh Hashanah happens on its own, because the calendar moves, time goes, and it becomes Rosh Hashanah. But this lesson of Rosh Hashanah, to want Rosh Hashanah, that doesn't just fit you. That's something you have to think about. Hashayla l'rakim b'makabel. It's not just whether you're Makabal. Adon Olam Hashem, a lot of time called Yitzir Nefer. Look, before you even existed, before the world existed, Hashem was there. He was king. Gam Lo Makabal is Malchus, so he is Yisheir Melech. Even if we don't accept his Malchus, he's still a king. Hikra Avad is saying, Lir So Shavu Yimalkein. The Hikra Avad is, do I want that Malchus of Hashem? She be emesut of Mola Yitanu, Al Kol Nekudu B'chayim. That Hashem be completely there and a partner involved in every moment of my life. I shall live a life that every detail of my life is together with the Bari Olam. That's the question. Are we interested in this or not? Zu Sha'ilas is the question of all questions. From the Gimel Shoshana, from the Rosh Hashanah, that's a true Allah, or Tzuchim Lanos Li. Rosh Hashanah says, and the answer to this question? You don't have to answer to me, Hashem says. I'm not passing around any question there. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to fill in an anonymous note. This answer, what's the Shema note, please? You don't owe this answer to me. Call a Hatzar Kalam Islam, so you owe it to yourself. You have to answer this question to yourself. If they ask it, you have to answer it. It's a tshuva, yeidu rakhu l'barayim. And the answer is something that's known only to you and to the Creator. You don't have to share with anybody else. You don't have to discuss this with anybody else. I share much of the stuff other thing. The question is within yourself. It must be within yourself. I'll call Shura say how to show. You hold Yiddishkeit. I'll call Shura Sachaim, Shuchai, and the way that you're living. Because you're living a Jewish life. Haim. Is it something which is forced upon you? Or do you really want this? Most people don't think about this at all. They just live another day and another day. And as everybody knows, one day it stops, it doesn't go on anymore. But if you want to live a deep life, a life of meaning, it's a life in Atta B'chatonim K'olam. The same way that Hashem has chosen us, Anachnu Bochurim Bo. We have made that choice ourselves for Him. We choose Him. We want Him. Zu B'chir. V'esa B'chira Zu Tzorach Shahodam Yasa B'sof. And this choice is one that one has to make within himself. The outcome or the consequence of this question and answer is very clear. The person who has made the choice, his choice, that he wants to keep mitzvahs. Or after that, that he wants to sit in yeshiva and learn. He wants to be learned. There are a lot of guys that are in yeshiva don't really want to be there. I'm not talking about little kids. I'm talking about guys that are older, guys that are married. They don't really want that. So then what is it? Rashi so you kind, I say you also say, if you made a choice that you want, like a bachelor, or like a gear, if you want to do this, and it's something which is exciting and important to you, and it's your choice, then you'll be more observant. You'll be kind of better. Again, Yasa is also Yosef Simcha, and you are much more Simcha. You won't have to be like a little kid that doesn't want to go to shul and someone has to make you go to shul. Right? There's no yiskash to Yosef. Yosef, you'll have a stronger relationship, more and more a relationship with Hashem. And we say in a book here, but whoever does not make the choice, in other words, it's not a matter of bechira. Your mommy and daddy told you to go to yeshiva. That's when you were little, and now they still expect you to go to yeshiva as you're older, or the society that you would expect you to do that, but not that you've ever chosen that. Then Yekosh Olukaya, now we're starting sleeping late, coming to Seder an hour late, leaving yeshiva early, falling asleep on the stander, and all the other stuff that comes with not wanting. Coming to shul to daven, or not coming to shul to daven, coming to shul late, talking here, talking there, leaving early, Kiddush club. We know what the answer is. You didn't ask the question if you want this, but we know what the answer is. The answer is, I don't want this. You know, I don't want this. Oh, for sure, now you have to have lots of folks. The shul can't be the daven anymore. If the shul is just the daven, I'm telling you the truth that when Hashem is about to set me, when the time came to start our shul, and we got a couple of chavit, I just thought I'm going to be learning and learning. I didn't know that it has to be with all kinds of extra things and programs. I'm naive, and I just, in that way. And I never thought that it's got to be an entertainment center, all kinds of things. I didn't think, but I knew that the neighborhood where I lived, there was a big conservative temple there. It was called Jewish Center. It was called the Jewish Center. Hilchas Jewish, I knew that. And they had a swimming pool there. And they had, all kinds of bingos and things. I knew that. But I always understood because that's not a place for davening. Or they're not interested in davening. Nope. But nowadays, it's already schools. No, after. If you want to keep the oilum, you have to make sure you have the most fun groups, and you have to make sure to have the best kiddushim. I've heard adults say that I stopped having a certain place because there wasn't a kiddush, or I didn't like the kiddush, or it wasn't a shalom that I like. And these are, it's like we said before, it's of course it's pathetic because you don't really want to be there. So the only way to keep you there is entertainment. So you'll come to shul. It's a social event, and you can come to shul and you can hang out and you can shul with your friends, and you're happy because you love the guys and you want to see them every week, so you spend time and you go to shul, you shul, you talk, you go in the back. Okay? It's clear what your interest in this question. This is not a matter of your choosing the God. You feel that you have to daven, or you have to show up and show it. But your choice is, and I prefer to talk to my friend, not talk as well, because that's not what I'm here for. I don't want that relationship. And if you tell one of these guys, I don't think it's right that you should be talking in school, it looks like you're a lunatic. What's the matter with you? Because that's why he came to school. He didn't come to school to daven. He has to do some perfunctory, he's got to do a piercing semester. As fast as he can, he takes his 3 steps, and he's done. But he didn't come to shul to daven. He came, and with the socializing, he came late and leaves early, and he had a kiddush club. He didn't come to daven. He came to do other stuff, and even the other stuff is not his main choice. His main choice should be to be in his own house, not a shul. But, okay, I got to come to shul, so give me something to keep me, interested or engaged, that's the word now, engaged. So you have to keep people engaged. This is the first sentence. Misha on top. Misha on above here, you're a kosher kind. If you didn't make this choice, it's going to be hard for you to keep it. Kalvachar, Misha, simply a kosher, you're not going to find any simple. The same way you didn't want that job, you hate the job. So it's going to be hard for you to be good at it, and you're certainly not going to be simple. Next, Sadiq Zayin. Then I said, Rishu, Samrat says in the Kuda Achas Pshuta. So this is just written down the transcribed the way Rav Shlomo said it. I like to leave this shiur, at least with getting across this one simple point. There should be a proper achana for Hashanah, so some Tuvim Kippur. Yom Shalem Oivro Hoda. He lived another day, a whole day. Ha'im Choshev Mashu Achayev. Do you take any time to think about your life? What's your tachlis in the world? The shemahu nimsakan, like why are you here? Yochalios adam leim chumish. Could be that a person has a great day. He learns chumish. Acha mikayin, tanach. He learns tanach. He learns dinim. Gemara, rishonim, achrayim. He's got a fantastic day. He has a schus to sit and learn all day. Hakol nifla. It's fantastic. Avalei im rege achat liyom hu netzar lachshav b'shemah anichai. But does he stop even a moment of the day to ask himself a question? This is the same question of what do I want? The same ma'anichai. Why am I alive? What's the purpose of my life? And any yochalach of avurchem. I can't think of this for you. I can't do this for you. Va'atem einchem yicholam lach of avurim. You can't think this for me. Kol achad tzarech latzar shetef achayim shalom. Each person has to stop the rush of his own life to lach shalom and think. The Shem Matzarach is caused that. What do we need all this for? Other Motsu Klau, and of course, if I am a Marech Zazukadayis Allah. A person who is on the program, with the program, and of course, if I am a Marech Zazukadayis, he doesn't think about, is this program Kedai or not? Bokhar Kama Bokhar, the Bokhar gets up in the morning, Chayim Lagi, when he's moving his mom. He knows that he's got to get the Yeshiva on time. Saz Biloy. He spends his day however he spends his day. More learning, a little bit less learning, whatever it is. Chose Lishon. Then he goes back to sleep. The whole life. Next day. Yom Yosef, Nachmad, Yom Pochas, Nachmad. Sometimes it's a nicer day. Sometimes it's also a nice day. Achakech, Mishapeng. Eventually he gets married. Meki Mishpochi. He raises a family. Bez Hashem, Yegam Saba. God so he becomes a grandfather. Achar is Ekfar Mahalif in Makel. He's already walking with a stick, with a cane. Uslav Hala. And if he thinks a little bit, he knows what the next step is. In Pam Achas Netzal Rega. And all of this, did he stop at all? Is Shaala Sassel or Shem Aichai? Why am I alive? What do I want? Anachnu Yehudim B'chayim Anu Laman Yehav Dusein. We're Jews and we live for our Yiddishkeit. Achim that sign of Pamashava Kafa made a Kabbalah special. You ever stop to think about it? And to be Makabalah, really, to want it, and to be Makabalah to Rasim. I owed Ma'at as a Yemis Adrosha for Ela Chodak. This was as soon I'm going to be finished and I'm going to leave. I'm going to ask Kachem Kem, I'm going to forget you. But I'm going to forget you. You're going to forget me. You got me at Ramsi Dibati. You're not going to remember this, what I spoke about. Ma'im Ken Yosem Kol Ma'ashanema. So what comes from all that we spoke about just now. Ani harei lo harishna shabalavad b'yafnechem. I'm not the first person who came to this, that came here to talk to you. How you can't hear b'yashach Hashanah? Call me b'yashanah. There are many b'yashanah that came to give you drashas over the years. Ma yotzim kol ma shekulam dibu. Now, what came out of all of the drashas you heard? La'agid shleyot ha'kum, to say nothing came out of all the drashas. Chas ha'shalom. Aval ha'im ayidei zesh shinu kulam azar chayem, but all of you, honestly, from all the drushes that you've heard, have you changed your lives? Have you made serious changes in your lives? Mother was a calf. Why is it like that? In other words, that most of you haven't. Some have, but most of you haven't. Why? See the most truth. It's very simple. Page static facts. The reason is very simple. Imagine you have a guest, lecture comes. And he explains to you how to create a certain system, whatever that is. He could create some kind of a business model or a machine, whatever. Masbir, he knows how to do this. One day, your mind, 2 days, shana, a year. And after you finish spending an entire year speaking every day about how to build a certain business or a certain machine, whatever. Most of the people don't do a thing. They don't do anything with that. They got to put his kishkas out every day. with the understanding that there's something that they need over here and they want to do. Nobody says anything. That's what it seems like to be. Oftentimes, it feels like to be a rabbi, to be a rabbi, to be a rabbi. The didam be'emes le'yasim adav kum. For this lecture, nothing can happen. And after the meeting of that, snaps Tavshin Samachas Odma Misayemis. This was in Tavshin Samachas 10 years ago. 10 years ago, he said this Tavshin Samachas soon is going to be finished. Acherat Tavshin Snaps Tavshin Samachas, and then it's going to be the new year. It's going to be Samachas. And Acherat Mitavshin I. Hevshalaz Mino Silavo. Now, if you want, you can invite me to come back. Whatever can gamish and avo, you can invite me to come back next year to speak. It wasn't a sign of service. And you can invite me back every Rosh Hashanah. In 2-3 years, not too. My intimate calls out. What comes out from all this? And yet, there, I'll speak. Attentively, you're going to listen. Some of the listeners are going to be more interested in some of the things that I say. Chelik pachos, and some less interested. Chelik means him she'ain shir acher, Baruch Hashem. Some would be very grateful if I would not come again, and there would be no other shir. Well, my aunt even calls up, and my said, what comes out for it? Aviation has shown us that it's a master. But he says to this server, there is, of course, the possibility that something should come out of it. And he's saying, I don't care if you remember me. I don't care. I don't have to remember you. But something good can come out from this. Chamesh dakos b'yom. Takes 5 minutes of the day. That service achayim to stop your life 5 minutes and I'll show you the thing. Rega, 1 second. Why am I living? A worldly Shani Yehudi, I understand I'm a Jew. And I argue Shani Chai Lumana Yehudi should be, and I sense and I believe that the most important thing is my Yiddishkeit, and I'm living because of this. Achim Zabemis, Mashin Yerosev, but really, is this what I want? I understand that I was taught that this is why I'm living, but is this what I want in my life? Is this really what I want? And if the answer is yes, then you're going to work harder and try to build that machine. Try to build yourself up into more of a Jew. In law, you don't stop life and take a look a little bit to examine. It's not going to have progress. It's not going to just come out of itself. There's a sentence that I heard that's engraved very much in my heart. He says that I heard from my sister when she was in seminary. Rak praisim somchim levad. Only thorns grow on their own. Hakol thorim somchim alein. But anything good in life, you have to work on. You have to water. You have to plant. Thorns, bad stuff just happens. Yeah, that just goes on its own. But good stuff. Important stuff you have to work at. Asayim v'bakoshe ishis. I'm going to end with a personal request. L'man chayechem, for the sake of your lives, ishu midei pam eshetu v'chayim. Stop this powerful current of life. The kamadakosh for a few minutes. Tachshavu miyatam. Think about who are you. Ma'atam, what are you? L'ma basam olam, why did you come to the world? Maya tachos v'chayim. What's your tachos? And once you clarify me, to learn, think, talk, figure out what's the tachlis, then nasul is dokeim zemashat emosim. Then you have to check, okay, yiddishkeit the tachlis, that's what I have discovered. Do I want this? Ashakol achelik, or is all of this, or just for part of it, nasik yivyachom tachfir, just because I have to, I'm forced to. Well, and then nasul atim sechayim, lo semeshikardim. And spend the rest of your life trying to coordinate this truth, this tachlis that you discovered or that you rediscovered, and to coordinate it with your actual, what you want, and with who you are, and feeling that this is the purpose of your existence. Anima, fellow promise of the Torah, Masuk, I wish everybody to sleep here. Shkolach had yim satam, amiti b'chaim, so each one of you should find the true reason for your life. Tampnini, a deep inner reason, to know what you want, and matachlis b'chayim, what's your tachlis? Sameach ba, it could be the simcha, because if you know that, and you're working towards it, you'll be happy. Bon al pias kol mahalachayim, and you build your entire life on this mahalach that you're happy with, that you want. Rabbi, I think the first part didn't come out on the tape or was not recorded. This should be as possible. But the truth is, that's not what's most important. So the most important is that these two shiurim that we just have, this maimer that we just learned, is something that we have to carry around with us moments in life. It's not like Rosh Hashanah, like it's not a Rosh Hashanah drasha. It's not an Erev Yom Kippur drasha. It'll be plenty of drashas. This is really it. This is what it's all about. So let's try to take it to heart. Try to talk to your family about it. Try to talk to yourself about it. And let's try to do the Rosh Hashanah. I wouldn't say recommend it. It's begging. He was begging. He says, Laman Chayenu, for our lives. For our own, for the sake of our lives, to take a couple of minutes every day, at least a couple of times a week, to stop and to think. Because if we would, we'd be looking forward to Yom Kippur a lot more than we are right now. We'd be very, very excited and happy about that Lesnei Hashem to Tahara, for that purification of Yom Kippur. Because that's what we would want. And that's all that we're looking forward to. So let's see if we can take the swords up on his challenge, on the 5-minute challenge. I know that book has a challenges these days. Let's have the 5-minute, his bonus challenge. You're asking for a good show.